We're basically talking about in the beginning when Jesus came to this earth, he
started a new movement. 并不是一个旧的事情或旧的约的延伸，是一个全新的一个运动。
It's not an old command, it's been continuing. It's a new movement that started from Jesus.
好像是从旧约当中诞生了一个新的事情，或者是一个新的运动。
That's been birthed right after the Old Testament, this new movement.
而当耶稣来到这个世上说，他说我要开始一个新的约，或者一个新的一个聚会，一个新的聚集，一个新的人群。
And when Jesus
came
to this earth, that he started the movement called going to establish a new gathering, a new church.
然后他把它称作为教会。教会并不是一个 building, 并不是一个建筑物，而是一个新的聚集，一个新的人群，一个新的群体。
But the term church that Jesus said is not really a building, it's actually a gathering assembly for us.
一个全新的想法，一个全新的能够来跟神建立关系。
It's a new thinking, a newmovement that we can have a personal relationship with Jesus.
然后当耶稣在这世上的时候，他宣称自己为神的儿子，会成为人子。他宣称他自己很多事情。
He proclaimed himself when Jesus came to proclaim himself a lot of things. He's son of God. He's a lot of things he proclaimed.
然后结果他死了。
And then he died.
然后大家都以为说结束了，所有的东西都结束。
And after he died, everybody thought it's all over.
结果他竟然在三天之后，他从死里复活。
But then 3 days later, he risen from the dead,
证明了、证实了所有他所宣称的、所有他所说的一切。
And proclaim everything he just said in the past.
从这个旧约的模式当中，好像脱离，成为一个新的模式。
And a new movement that separate from the Old Testament.
然后他复活之后，他召聚他最亲密的门徒们。
And after he resurrected, he gathered his disciple, his closest disciple.
然后告诉他们说，这个一个崭新的运动将要开始。
And then he told them this new movement going to start.
然后告诉他们说，我要你们现在做的就是到全世界各地，到全世界去宣扬我的福音。
And what he wanted them to do is to go to the end of the world to spread the gospel to everyone.
然后我要你们去跟所有人讲，来遵守我的诫命。
To tell the Gentile to follow my movement.
然后他的当时最亲密的门徒，他们是犹太人，当然说。等等，我们只喜欢跟犹太人在一起，真的要我们去跟外邦人、跟外族人在一起吗
？But then for the Jesus disciples, they're Jewish. They're like, wait a minute, do you really want us to go talk to spread the gospel to these Gentiles？
那耶稣说，我要你们将我的好消息、我的福音带到地极。
But Jesus was telling them, I want you guys to spread the good news, the gospel to the end of the world.
叫他们遵守我所说的话。
Tell these Gentiles to follow my command.
首要的就是彼此彼此要彼此彼此相爱，就像我爱你们一样。
It's to love one another like I love you guys.
所以当时在整个基督教或整个基督教运动发展的时候，我们可以把它称作为一个好像是复活的宗教。
So when it started on the Christianity, this movement we can call it as resurrection religion.
他们并没有我们现在所有的圣经。
They don't have the whole Bible that we have.
甚至我们讲过，他们很多人是外邦人、外族人，他们甚至连旧约都没有读过。摩西是谁不知道？挪亚是谁不知道？也不在乎。
They're the Gentile. They don't know the Old Testament. They don't know Noah. They don't know Moses.
他们唯一有的就是耶稣的一些的命令，或者耶稣讲过的一些比喻。
They have Jesus' command, like the testimony that Jesus shared.
或者一些人看过耶稣的一些神迹。
Or some miracle that Jesus showed. They saw some miracle Jesus
showed. 如果你是基督徒一阵子，你所熟悉的保罗，他当时还没有开始写作，他当时还没有开始去 visit 教会。
You know the familiar apostle Paul. You know that at that time he hadn't started to spread the gospel to tell the spread the gospel to the churches to the.
那是在25或30年之后的事情。
It all started 25 or 30 years.
所以当时的基督徒们并没有，或者耶稣的跟随者并没有很多的文章、很多的书籍可以跟着。
So these Gentile and Jewish followers don't have a lot of writing that we have today.
他们就从曾经跟随过耶稣人继续的跟随耶稣。
They just following those people that followed Jesus in the past.
所以在这整个系列当中，我们假想，我们假如能够时光穿梭回到那个时候。
And that just, for example, just think about if we can go back in time.
如果我们能够问我们自己说，那第一世纪的基督徒在没有圣经之下，他们怎么跟随耶稣呢？
We can imagine if these first century Christians, if they don't have Bible, how can they follow Jesus?
那到底耶稣当时教他们要做什么，不要做什么呢？
And what did Jesus actually tell them what to do and what not to do?
所以我们把它称为在英文叫做 not and commandment, and 条诫命。
So that's why we call it, you know, not commandment, and commandment.
五件事情耶稣叫我们不要做的。
And we summarize the five things that Jesus tells us not to do.
而这五件事情不是平常的我们所认识的那些五件事情。
And it's not the familiar five things that we know.
甚至当我们发觉说这五件事情甚至是好像不可能不做的。
And these things is like five things that it's impossible not to do.
不是我们平常会想到的一些不要做的事情。
It's not something we can think about something regularly that we don't
want to do. 我们就会不由自主的去做了那些事。
We do it naturally.
比如说我们有谈到说耶稣说不要惧怕。
Like what Jesus talked about, do not fear.
或者他说到不要担忧。
Do not worry.
不要忧虑。
Do not worry not.
不要犯罪。
And sin not.
然后上礼拜我们讲到不要论断。
And last week we talked about judge not.
这些都是我们，如果你读过圣经或者是基督徒一阵子，你都会听过的一些事情。
If you've been in, a Christian for a while and read the Bible, you know about these things.
但是你认真去想的时候，你会觉得这些都不切实际。
But if you, think about it, this is not very, like a,
unrealistic.那比如说，不要忧虑。
You know, like, you know, do not worry.
对，今天下午三点我就开始决定不要忧虑了。
This starting 3 o'clock afternoon, I'm going to not worry. Decide not to
worry. 很难，我不是刻意或故意要忧虑，忧虑就好像跑到我身上来，对不对
？I don't do it intentionally, but it is hard. You know, worry just come to my mind.
对，比如说不要惧怕。
And another thing, do not fear.
Kevin, 我好害怕。
But Kevin, I'm very fearful.
不要再害怕了。
Do not fear anymore.
Okay, okay, 不害怕了。
Okay, starting this moment, I don't fear anymore.
真的可以这样子吗？
Is it that simple?
所以我讲到说，耶稣在讲的这些事情好像都不太切实际，甚至当时的门徒们或跟随他人听到，他们都办不到。
You know, these are so unrealistic. These first century, Christian followers, they don't think it's possible to do it.
但直到耶稣复活之后。
But until Jesus got resurrected,
直到耶稣复活之后，当他们看到一个复活的主的时候
，After they see a resurrection God,
当他们想起说，哦，耶稣真的曾经预表他的死，然后他会复活，真的看到他死，然后真的看到他复活
，And then they remember that Jesus, proclaimed he's going to die and resurrected, and they saw it.
突然间，他们了解到，我们真的可以过一个这样子不同的生命
，And then they realize they can live a different kind of life,
因为我们有一个。预表他死，预表他复活，真的在我面前复活的主。
Because we do have a God that proclaimed and did actually resurrected from the dead.
所以今天在我们结束这个恩条诫命，我们要谈到最后一个诫命。
So today when we end our series, the last not commandment,
你不可疑惑。
Thou shalt not doubt.
对，耶稣讲得很清楚。
Jesus said it very clearly here.
不要疑惑。
Do not doubt.
但我们还是会怀疑，对不对
？But we still doubt a lot of times.
真的吗？真的会有耶稣吗？真的，他真的是神的儿子吗？他真的是死里复活吗
？Is it really a son of God? Is there a Jesus that really risen from the dead?
我们不是刻意决定去疑惑，但是就好像他会不自主的跑进我们的脑海里面。
We don't do it intentionally, but this doubt comes to our mind.
对，就像我们刚才讲的，不要害怕或不要忧虑等等的。
Do not like the one that we said in the past. Do not fear. Do not worry.
我们不会说哦，今天吃完早餐之后，我就再也不忧虑了。
You know, we don't say after breakfast. We know never ever.
它突然间还是会跑到我们的心思意念里面。
But it still come to our mind.
但、yeah. 所以不要疑惑也是一样。
The same goes to doubt.
其实作为基督徒，基本上我们可以讲到有两种不同的疑惑，
you know,
但它相似。
Being Christian is two kinds of doubt, and they're all very similar.
然后你可能都经历过。
And you probably experienced it yourself.
第一种疑惑叫做值得吗
？The first doubt is it worth it?
值得吗
？Is it worth it?
跟随耶稣值得吗
？Following Jesus is it worth it?
碰到这么多的困难，还要继续跟随耶稣值得吗
？Experiencing all these trials, is it still worth it?
真的值得这样子牺牲我的时间、牺牲我的金钱、牺牲我的生命吗
？Is it worth it to sacrifice my money, my time to follow Jesus?
然后我们就会开始疑惑、开始怀疑。
And we still going to doubt.
然后当你as you get older, 当你越来越成熟、yeah. 或年纪越来越长的时候
，You know, when you grow up and getting older,
那个是否值得就开始转移变成是真的吗
？And then the doubt that worth it is going to be, is it real?
这个信仰，这位神是真的吗
？This religion, this God, is it real?
所以不管在你的生命里面，你是否在 struggle， 在挣扎与是否值得或是否真。
So in your life, is you struggling with it? Is it worth it? Is it real? Is it true?
或者你两个都有。
Or you have both kind.
总是在我们人生里面，总是疑惑就会突然来抓住我们的想法。
That in our life, that very naturally, this doubt will come grip our life.
尤其是当我们看到世界上所发生的一些事情。
Especially we see so many things happen every second in our life.
这也不是你的非基督徒朋友常常问你的吗？
Isn't these non-Christian friends ask you at the same time as well?
不是啊。
Isn't the same?
对，他们都问你们，问我们。
And they ask you and ask us.
如果真的有一位神，这个世界上为什么会有？
You know, if there really is a God, why is this these things happening in the world?
对，这个世界为什么会有？
Why is this world have this?
对，或者是你当你碰到一个人生的一个困难的时候，
or when you know in your life, you facing some trial,
或者你的亲人生病的时候，
or your family or friends have diseases,
或者你觉得他本来是一个好人，为什么他突然没有工作的时候，
and if you see a good friend and then all of a sudden they lost his or her job,
你就开始问说，是真的吗？是真的吗？是值得吗？值得吗？是真的吗？
And you start asking and doubting, is it real? Is it true?
你知道，尤其是我们当中比较年轻的，或者是你信主不久的。
And especially for a younger audience here, your younger Christians.
一开始信主都很高兴，神带给你很多祝福。
In the beginning, you're all very excited in decide to follow
Actually,
Jesus.
我应该说，你越信主越久，祝福应该越多才对。
We should say it this way. You know, the older you become a Christian, the more blessing you should receive.
但是当你开始慢慢慢慢在经历的时候，你就会碰到一些的 struggle.
But the more you experience it, the more struggle you will face.
然后你就会开始问你自己，值得跟随耶稣吗？
And you start asking yourself, is it worth it to follow Jesus?
然后你就不知道你该怎么做。
And you start doubting and don't know what to do.
然后慢慢那个值得跟随耶稣的问题就会转变成耶稣是真的吗？
And then the worth it question will transform to, is it real? Is it true?
因为你在挣扎是否值得。
Because you're struggling on, is it real?
Is it worth it? 如果你把它能够转变成是否真的，然后能够证明不是真的，那你就可以说那就不值得了。
And then since you ask yourself, is it true? Is it real? And you can prove that it's not real, then it's
你就不需要挣扎了。
Then you don't have to struggle.
如果它不是真的，你就不需要挣扎。
You know, if it's not real, you don't have to struggle.
但是好消息是
，But the good news is
100%曾经跟随耶稣的初代的跟随者都曾疑惑过。
The good news is 100% of Jesus' first century followers doubted.
这应该带给我们一些鼓励哦。
This should give us some encouragement.
他们曾经亲眼看到耶稣，他们都疑惑。
They saw it 100% of Jesus' testimony, Jesus' miracle, and they still doubt.
那些曾经跟耶稣一起吃过饭的人都有疑惑过。
You know those people that eat food together with Jesus still
also doubt. 我没有谈到耶稣最亲的一个表兄弟啊，施洗约翰。
You know one closest family member, John the Baptist.
记得施洗约翰吗？
Remember John the Baptist?
当耶稣还没有开始他的事工的时候，施洗约翰宣称说：“你看，那是神的羔羊。”
No, before Jesus starting his movement, that John the Baptist proclaimed,
神的羔羊来到世上将罪除去。
They proclaimed, Lamb of God, and going to remove all the sin from the world.
施洗约翰最后被逮捕起来，放进监牢里面。
And later on in his life, John the Baptist got arrested and thrown into jail.
然后他甚至他自己都开始怀疑说，这位真的是神差来的吗？为什么我在监牢里面？
And he himself started to doubt, is Jesus the real Son of God that sent to the world?
真的吗？是真的吗？是真的吗？他真的是那位吗？
Is Jesus the real Son of God?
12个跟随耶稣的门徒也怀疑过。
The 12 closest disciples to Jesus also doubted.
一直到耶稣被逮捕、被钉在十字架，他们都还在怀疑。
They still doubted all the way till Jesus got arrested, got crucified on the cross.
值得跟随耶稣吗？是真的吗？值得跟随他吗？
Is it worth it to follow Jesus? Is it worth it?
对，甚至他们耶稣被逮捕的时候，他们全部都跑掉了。
And after Jesus got arrested, they all fled away.
然后其中一个还蛮出名的。
And one is very famous.
对。甚至在耶稣复活之后，他还在怀疑。
One very famous disciple that after Jesus got resurrected, he still doubted.
你记得他的名字吗？
Remember him?
他名字叫做什么？
What is his name?
多马。对。
Thomas, correct?
多马道在英文里面他有个 nickname 叫 Doubting Thomas， 你听过吗？
He had a nickname, Thomas is Doubting Thomas.
对，为什么他叫 Doubting Thomas？
Why his nickname is Doubting Thomas？
因为他一直怀疑到耶稣复活之后，他还在怀疑。
Because he doubt all the way till Jesus got resurrected, he still doubt.
所以对我们来，我们这些没有亲眼看过耶稣的人 ，maybe 你有，我没有。
For us, you know, the one that didn't see Jesus 100%.
对我们来说
，for us，
换句话说
，in another word，
耶稣不会因为你疑惑而放弃你。
Jesus doesn't toss you out if you doubt.
对你不需要明白所有的事情。
You don't have to understand everything.
你还是可以。跟随耶稣
，You can still follow Jesus.
你不需要解除你所有的疑惑，你所有的问题，你还是可以跟随耶稣。
You don't have to solve all your doubts and question you have. You can still follow Jesus.
对，因为百分之百曾经跟随耶稣人都有疑惑过。
Because the 100% Jesus follower also doubted in the past.
所以你可以带着你的问题，你可以带着你的疑惑跟随耶稣。
So you can bring your question, your doubt, and follow Jesus.
你不需要说，哇，整本圣经我全部都明白了，从头到尾都全部明白了，我才要跟随耶稣。
You don't have to wait until you know the whole 100% the Bible and then start following Jesus.
你可以有些事情不明白，你还是可以跟随着耶稣。
You can have some doubt and still follow Jesus.
因为耶稣不会因为你疑惑而放弃。
Because Jesus won't toss you away if because you doubt.
但是最终我们知道。
But ultimately we know.
Okay, 你不必解除你所有的疑惑。
You don't have to solve all your doubt. Have all your doubt work out.
但最终我们知道。
Ultimately we know.
疑惑最终会击垮你。
Because doubt can take you out.
因为若是我们不懂得处理我们的疑惑的话。
Because we don't know if we don't know how to solve and deal our doubt.
如果我们不知道当疑惑来到的时候，当疑惑在抓住我们的心思意念，我们不知道怎么样去对付它、去处理它的时候。
Because we don't know how to deal with doubt, you know, the gripping in our mind.
那不是我们想了，这疑惑就会突然会发生，对不对
？Because you know, it's just something that doubt would just come to our mind.
如果你不知道怎么处理疑惑的话，疑惑最终会击垮你的信心。
If you don't know how to deal with doubt.That will eventually crush your faith.
所以这也是为什么耶稣很慎重地告诉他的跟随者说不要疑惑。
That's why Jesus said to his disciple very firmly that do not doubt.
Okay, 第一个经历到疑惑的是使徒彼得。
So the first disciple that experienced a doubt is Apostle Peter.
他曾经疑惑过耶稣，差一点就把他击垮了。
That he doubted in the Jesus in the past and almost crushed himself.
你应该记得这个故事。
Remember this story.
我们几个礼拜前好像也讲过。
Think we mentioned it in the past?
对，十二个门徒，十二个使徒在加利利海不断在划船。
You know they're rowing their boat on the Sea of Galilee.
然后那个风这样子吹过来，所以他们就一直划，然后都原地不动。
And they're rowing against the wind, and they're like not moving.
然后突然有个人出现在海面上。
And then somebody starting to walk on the water.
然后大家都很害怕，以为是鬼。
And they're all very scared. They felt they thought it's a ghost.
然后他们知道后来知道是耶稣。
And later on, they realize it's Jesus.
然后只有彼得，对不对？只有彼得说啊，我知道那是耶稣。所以如果耶稣肯讲一句话，我也能够走在水面上。
Only disciple Peter or apostle Peter believed that it's Jesus on the water, and he proclaimed, "If Jesus can." Respond to me, and I'm going to walk on.
我不能先走在水面上，但是如果耶稣叫我的话，我就可以走在水面上。
I cannot walk on water, but if Jesus can call me to walk on water, then I can do it.
Okay, 所以耶稣怎么样？耶稣说：“好，你来。”
And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, "Okay, Peter, come."
然后彼得就开始走，对。
And Peter start walk on the water.
全世界只有他一个人走过在水面上。
A whole world only Peter once walk on water.
然后你记得这个故事，如果你在教会长大，你记得这个故事。
And remember the story if you grew up in the church.
耶稣开始教导疑惑的功课。
And Jesus start teaching us the story of doubt.
彼得，但他一见风浪就害怕，快要沉下去的时候，就呼叫主啊，救我。
On verse 30, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cry out, Lord, save me.
如果你不会祷告的话
，If you don't know how to pray,
这是第一个你要学的祷告。
This is the first.A prayer need to run.
就是主啊救我。
To pray that Lord save me.
记得这是你第一个要学的祷告。
This is the first prayer you need to learn how to pray.
然后耶稣马上就伸手拉住他，对他说：“小信的人呐、啊，为什么疑惑
？”And immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt?
只要不管你当了基督徒多久，我 希望你不要错过这个这边的信息。
I don't know how long you've been in a, as a Christian. I don't want you to miss this message here.
当彼得开始疑惑的时候，耶稣怎么回答他？
When Peter started doubting, what did the Lord respond?
耶稣马上伸手拉住他说：“你为什么疑惑呢？”
Lord reached out his hand and caught Peter and asked him.
我们可能会跟耶稣说：“耶稣，拜托，饶了他吧，他走在水上，那他看到风浪，当然会疑惑。”
You know, we all say, you know, just let go, just let go of Peter. You know, at least he walked on the water.
但是为什么彼得开始疑惑？
But why did Peter start doubting?
因为当他认为没有办法，他自己的能力没办法解决的时候，他就会开始感到疑惑。
Peter doubt because when he started to doubt, when he thought it might not work out.
对，当他开始看到，当他不是看着耶稣，当他看到旁边的风浪的时候。
He doubt because when he saw all the storm around him.
大家看到那些风浪开始大的时候，他就会开始疑惑，对不对？
The storm getting bigger, and he's starting to doubt.
那这就是为什么对我们来讲，这一段经文这么的重要。
That's why this verse here is so important to us.
当我们在跟随耶稣的路上
，on the road we following Jesus.
当我们听到或感觉到耶稣或者神要我们做的事情
，and in our life that we experiencing that God is working with us.
或者呼召我们要成为的一个人。
Or calling us to become certain, the person he wants us to be.
然后当我们进入到这个真实的世界。
And then when we live in this real world.
然后我们开始看到这个真实世界的不妙。
And then the unsafe things that, and the real world that's having.
然后我们就会开始想。
And we start to think.
值得吗？
Is it worth it?
值得吗？跟随耶稣值得吗？
Is it worth it to follow Jesus?
我不知道值不值得。
I don't know. Is it worth it?
然后我就会开始问我自己：是真的吗？耶稣是真的吗？
And then we start asking ourselves: Is Jesus real?
因为如果我能够说服自己耶稣不是真的，我就不需要deal with是不是值得这个问题了。
If I can solve the problem that Jesus is not real, then I don't have to struggle to believe Jesus.
所以我们就常问自己：值得吗？真的吗？值得吗？真的吗？值得吗？真的吗？
That's why we always asking ourselves: Is it worth it? Is it real?
对我们一些人来说，你是一个基督徒一阵子了。
For some of us being Christian for a while.
然后你还记得吗？你刚信主的时候很 happy， 然后受洗很 happy。
You know, once when you first believe and got baptized, you're so happy.
哇，好棒哦！耶稣好爱我，神好爱我，所有的人都好爱我。
I'm so happy that so much people love me. God so loved me.
然后呢？
And then what's next?
Real life happened. 真实的生命开始。
You know, you deal with your real life.
然后你发现这个世界不是你所想象的这么的简单单纯，这么的 happy， 这么的容易。
You see, the world is not so simple, not so nice.
然后你开始问自己说：“哇，我不知道值不值得呢？作为一个基督徒，好像那个时候不是基督徒的时候过得还不错，现在成为基督徒怎么会这么多问题？”
And then we start doubting ourselves because, before we become Christian, our life is even better than right now.
然后我们就开始问自己：“值得吗？是真的吗？值得吗？是真的吗？”
And we ask ourselves: Is it worth it? Is it real to believe?
所以耶稣跟彼得说：“为什么你疑惑呢？”
Therefore, that's why Jesus asked Peter, "Why do you doubt?"
因为彼得就很想跟耶稣说：“因为我突然发现好像没办法了。”
Peter was explaining because I suddenly realized I cannot do it.
耶稣跟他说：“你没法，虽然你没办法解决，没关系。但是你为什么疑惑呢？”
Jesus was telling him, "Even though you cannot solve it, it's okay. Why do you doubt?"
就算你没有办法解决你旁边的事情或你身边的事物，你可以不需要屈服于疑惑。
Even if you cannot solve the things around you, you still cannot just give up and lose to doubt.
我们来看第二次耶稣在讲疑惑的这个这段的经文。
And then the next time we look at the verse that Jesus talked about.
这段经文里面有点有趣，就是耶稣做了一个小小的一个神迹。
This time is very interesting because Jesus started by doing a small miracle.
我把它称之为小小神迹，是因为当时没有很多人在，就是只有他的门徒们。
I call it a small miracle because at that time only 12 disciples around Jesus.
并不是很成千上万的人在说哇，耶稣做了一个大神迹，就一个小小的神迹。
Not a big miracle that have thousands of people surrounding Jesus.
但他的门徒还是觉得很神奇。
But his disciple is still felt very miraculous things.
然后耶稣就说：“哦，那没什么，那是一个小小的神迹。”
And Jesus was saying, "No, that's nothing, just a small miracle."
然后耶稣跟着他的十二个门徒说
：“And then Jesus tell his 12 disciples this."
他说：“我实在告诉你们，你们看到这个神迹，如果你们有信心不怀疑
Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt.
OK, 我们今天在讲这个主题，如不怀疑，对。
The topic about doubt, right?
Right. 如果你不怀疑，如果你不疑惑。
If you do not doubt.
如果你深深的相信你的天父，你深深的相信他的行啊，他的性格，他的为人。
If you truly believe the Jesus that you believe, the role you believe in, the way he.
如果你继续相信天父的应许，向他应许你的。
The Lord's like
promises,
yeah.
如果你能够继续相信神所应许的。
If you continue to believe the Lord's promise,
如果你不怀疑
and don't doubt,
然后耶稣就继续说。
And Jesus continued to
say, 然后很不幸的这一句话很难解释，所以你可能听过一些很 crazy 的解释。
This is a hard verse to explain because you probably heard different kind of version.
Okay, 所以耶稣说，如果你没有信心不怀疑，就是对这座山说，移开投到海里去，也必成就。
Jesus replied, Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you can say to this mountain, Go, throw yourself into the sea.And it will be done.
所以我们这些身在美国的基督徒就会这样想。
And for us, you know, American Christian will think about this.
哦，我只要有足够的信心，我叫神做什么，他就会做什么。
Now, as long as I have enough faith, believe in Jesus, then Jesus can fulfill our faith.
对啊，因为这边是耶稣说的，他说只要你有足够的信心，你叫我移山，我就会帮你移山。
Because this is just exactly what Jesus said. As long as you have enough faith, do not doubt, you can say anything, and Jesus will do it.
但这绝对不是当时门徒们的想法。
But I definitely believe this is not what the first century Christian would believe in.
因为当时的门徒非常了解旧约圣经的教导。
Because they all very well know the Old Testament teaching.
他们非常的尊重神。
They very, very respect Jesus.
他们绝对没有想到说，耶稣说的这句话是说、哦、我想神做什么，神就为我做什么。
They,
他们绝对没有想到这个事情。
They do not believe and think of it that way. That as long as I pray anything, Jesus will do it.
但耶稣所说的这一句话的意思是
，But the meaning of this verse is，
任何神所开始的，他都会有所安排，只要你不疑惑。
Whatever God originated, God will orchestrate it will.If you don't doubt,
意思是说，当耶稣说的那句话是说，如果这件事是起于神的话
，What God was saying is, as long as this thing was originally started from God,
神一定会照着他的话所做，透过你照着他的话所做。
And God will do whatever He started, He say through you.
所以在那个当中，你不可以疑惑。
So throughout that time, that moment, Do not, you cannot doubt.
因为若是你疑惑的话，你就不会看到神会透过你做些什么。
Because if you doubt at that moment, you will not see what God's plan God, that wants to be done.
若是这件事是起源于神的话，他一定会透过你完成他的工作。
As long as it's originated from God, God will use you to orchestrate and it will be finished.
但是关键是你不可疑惑，你不能在那个过程当中疑惑。
But the key point is, you cannot doubt at that moment.
因为如果你在那个过程当中疑惑的话，你就不会看到最后神透过你要完成的那件事情。
If you doubt at that moment, you will not going to see the thing God wants to accomplish through you.
所以换句话说，耶稣说 ，OK， 你们看到我做的这个小小的神迹，你们觉得好像很棒，对不对
？Jesus saying, OK, you see the miracle I've done that you all felt so miraculous.
但如果你继续的跟随我，你继续的相信我，你继续的信靠我的话
，But Jesus saying, as long as you continue to believe me, continue to follow me,
你不要让那个是否值得吗？是否真的吗？是否值得？是否真的吗？把你击垮的话
，You don't be crushed by is it worth it? Is it real? That kind of doubting belief.
你就会看到我会透过你做更大的事情。
Then you will see that the greater thing that I want to accomplish through you.
所以当耶稣说不可疑惑的时候，因为我们没有去选择疑惑，疑惑来选择我们。
When Jesus say do not doubt, it's not that we want to doubt, that we choose to doubt.
所以当我们在处理疑惑的时候，我们有一个决定，我们有一个选择。
As long as we dealing with doubt, we have a choice.
我们要选择说我们怎么样去处理我们的疑惑。
We have a choice to deal with ourselves. How are we going to?
你会选择让疑惑慢慢慢慢渗透你的生命，然后把你完全的击垮呢
？Are you going to choose the road that you're going to be struggled with doubt and let doubt crush you?
还是你愿意选择说 ，OK， 我不要让疑惑击垮，我要来选择耶稣，我要来选择相信他的应许。
Or you're going to choose the other road that you're going to not going to be struggled to doubt and you're going to crush doubt.
然后另外一个，我们来看另外一个情况。
We're going to see another scenario.
最后这个情况是一个很重要、很重要、很重要的一个情况。
This is a very important scenario.
因为在这个 circumstance， 在这个情况当中，门徒们差一点就被疑惑击垮了。
In this example, that the disciple almost got crushed by doubt.
真的在这个情况当中，因为门徒们的小信或者他们的疑惑，真的他们差点就在历史中被击垮了。
And because you know the disciples' little faith in this example, that scenario that almost crushed the disciple.
你就会在历史上不会再看到彼得啊、安德烈啦、马太啦等等。
You know, the 12 disciples almost all got killed because if they doubt their little faith.
在这个很重要的这个关键当中，是我们基督徒一个很重要的一个信仰的根基。
This very important key is the main foundation for our Christianity
belief. 决定我们是否能够持续的能够来跟随耶稣。
And it also tells us how we can continue to follow Jesus.
Okay, 事情是这样子的。
So what happened is like
this. 因为耶稣刚刚喂饱了好多好多成千上万的人。
So Jesus just fed about 4,500,000
people. 然后他变得很出名，然后群众都这样。很开心，鼓掌这样子。
对 ，Jesus becomes so famous, people were following and clapping their hands.
然后大家都说 ，We want more, we want more, 更多的食物，更多的食物，更多的食物。
And people are saying, We want more miracle, more food from Jesus.
可以，因为大家都很喜欢免费的食物，不是吗
？Because people all like to have free food, correct?
Right? 你现在也蛮喜欢，你们现在，我们现在也蛮喜欢 free food.
We always like free stuff, right? Free food.
然后你可以想象那个时候吗
？And you can imagine at that time.
对，因为耶稣刚刚免费的喂饱了他们。
Because Jesus just fed 5,000 people for free.
然后他们就很开心，很开心。
And they're all very happy.
然后耶稣突然间在那个时刻就开始用中文怎么讲 ？Bread and blood 开始讲一些事情。
And Jesus is starting to use a scenario.
他就说：“他说 I'm the bread of life， 我是生命的粮，对。”
He started proclaiming himself as bread of life.
然后他就开始说一些话，说：“你要吃我的。”常讲错，你要吃我的肉，喝我的血。
Eat my flesh and drink my blood.
你要吃我的肉，喝我的血，这是因为我是生命的粮。
Because I'm the eat my flesh and drink my blood.
因为我是生命的粮。
Because I'm the生命 life of
bread of life. Bread of life. 所以我们都知道说耶稣在讲一个比喻。
We all know Jesus was trying to use
2000年后，我们现在看，我们知道哦，耶稣在讲一个比喻。
To say a testimony.
但当时的人听到说，大家都以为他在讲真的。
But at that time, the disciple all believing is all real.
其实当时有很多人在怀疑耶稣。
Because at that time, even the crowd, there's so many people
doubting.
Right,
很多人想要攻击耶稣，或趁机拿耶稣的把柄。
They're all trying to kill Jesus and pick on the things.
他们都会想说，这个人是谁？他真的是他所说的。他真的是神的儿子吗
？Who is this person self-proclaiming himself son of God? Who is he?
所以当耶稣说你们要吃我的肉喝我的血的时候，大家就开始很紧张了。
They're all very worried and starting to doubt and say when Jesus saying he's the bread of life, he's eat my flesh and drink my blood.
然后很多人在跟随他的当中就开始慢慢的离去。
And then a lot of audience starting to leave.
所以
约翰
那个时候记载的到。
So in John that he said,
他说他的门徒中门徒不包这边所讲的门徒不是那十二个，是更多的其他的跟随他的人。他的门徒中有许多人听了耶稣刚才所说的话，就说这话很难，谁能接受呢
？You know, this in verse 60, these disciples are not the 12 closest disciples of Jesus. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is a hard teaching. Who can accept it?"
哇，耶稣说这个话真的很难接受哎。
I cannot accept it. It's so hard.
然后之后六十六节
，and in verse 66,
所以约翰记载到，从此他的门徒中有许多人退去了，不再与他同行，就不再跟随他的意思。
From this time on, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
那这边是一个很重要的一刻。
It's a very important moment.
因为群众对耶稣来讲是一个很重要的事情。
Because crowd is important to Jesus.
因为群众是能够避免耶稣被法利赛人逮捕的一个 buffer。
It's a buffer that can protect Jesus getting arrested from the Pharisees.
所以记得吗？当耶稣被逮捕的时候，耶稣是独自一个人在晚上。
You know, when Jesus got arrested, remember, in the Bible it says he got arrested at
night by himself. 所以大家都很怕群众，所以如果耶稣能够群众的话，能够保护他的生命。
Because the Pharisees also afraid the crowd, because the crowd can protect Jesus.
所以当时十二个门徒，约翰啊、彼得啊、安德烈他们在看。
Because the 12 disciples, Peter, Andrew, they're all watching.
他们在看说，哇，糟糕了。本来我们是 superstar， 我们是超级的明星，现在怎么越来越少人跟随耶稣
？The 12 disciples started to worry. You know, at first we're superstars, so many people following us, and now there's no more people following us.
然后他们就开始怀疑了。
And then they're starting to doubt.
值得吗
？Is it worth it？
跟随耶稣值得吗？他讲些这么难接受的话。
The hard things that are for everybody to believe. Is it worth it to believe？
他真的是神的儿子吗
？Is he real the son of God？
我们本来他本来喂饱了五千人的时候，我们像哇，我们有这么多群众跟随我们。
At first we were like rock star that after Jesus fed
然后后来他讲一些什么吃我肉喝我血这些话，然后人就开始慢慢远离他。
And after he proclaimed himself bread of life, eat my flesh, drink my blood, and people starting to dissipate.
然后他们就开始怀疑。
And they starting to doubt.
值得吗？真的吗？值得吗？真的吗
？Is it worth it? Is it real？
但他们万万不知道。
But they totally forgot one thing.
They didn't know.
Oh, they didn't know one this.
耶稣拣选他们，不是只是要让他们能够走在水面上。
Jesus chose them. It's not just for them to walk on water.
耶稣拣选他们，也不是要他们移掉那一颗山，那一座山。
Jesus chose them not just to tell them to move that mountain.
那都没什么，对。
It's not that important.
因为现在你去 Lake Tahoe, 你去 jet ski, 你去 water ski, 你就可以走，你就会滑在水面上。
Because today you can just go to Lake Tahoe, you can just ski and.
然后你要移山的话，你就去。现在我们有很多那种 construction equipment 就可以移山，那所以那些都没什么。
In today's technology, you can move a mountain very simply.
耶稣之所以拣选他们十二个人
，Jesus chose these 12 disciples is
是要他们做一件很重要、很重要、很重要的事情。
Is to tell them to do one very important thing.
就是要把他的福音带给我们。
Is to have them spread the gospel to us, our Gentile.
所以十二个门徒当他们在怀疑耶稣的时候，他们万万没有想到他们的角色在历史当中是那么的重要。
These 12 disciples, when they're doubting, they didn't know their role is so important in the history of mankind.
而他们差一点被他们的疑惑把他们击垮。
And they almost.Got themselves killed because they doubt.
所以在那一个时刻，当耶稣在呼召他们的时候
，and when that time when Jesus was calling them out，
当他们在怀疑他们自己，他们在看说哇，群众都走了，是否值得跟随耶稣的时候
，they're doubting at the moment when the crowds are disappearing and dissipate.
然后他们在想说怎么办？怎么办？怎么办
？And then we're thinking what to do next.
耶稣就问他们
，Jesus asked them.
Yes, 于是耶稣对十二个门徒说：“你们也想离去吗？”
Jesus asked them to the 12 disciples, "You do not want to leave, do you?" Jesus asked.
这真的跟随耶稣是蛮可怕的。
If you think about it, it's kind of scary to follow Jesus.
你都还没有讲，他就已经知道你在想什么。
Jesus can read your mind even before you say it.
门徒还没有说，他们只是内心在想，耶稣就这样，你们也想离去吗？
You know, the disciple did not say anything, and Jesus asked him.
但我不知道当时门徒怎么想的。
I don't know what the disciple are thinking at that time.
你看，我只能想象说，啊，他怎么知道
？I can probably only imagine why can Jesus know what we thinking? Why?
然后又是彼得。
And then next is Peter respond.
又是那位最大胆的彼得。
It's the most bold Peter that answer.
彼得在这边讲了一句很重要、很重要、很重要的话。
Peter said this very, very important word.
如果你刚才睡着了，拜托你现在要注意，这边要注意。
Please pay attention to the sentence that Peter said.
真的，这边要注意，因为这是我们信仰的根基。
This is the key foundation for our religion.
我希望你其他经文都不记得都没关系，你一定要记得这一句经文。
Even if you don't remember the whole verses in the Bible, you have to remember this one.
因为有一天你会开始疑惑。
Because one day you're going to doubt.
然后你要记得这一句话。
And you have to remember this.
西门彼得回答说：“主啊，我们还跟从谁呢？”
Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go?"
我们还跟从谁呢？
To whom shall we go?
所以我希望大家都能够记得，所以我希望我们一起能够来念这一句经文。
Hope everybody can remember. We can say this together.
OK， 就念我们还跟从谁那句话就可以了。
Just say to whom shall we go?
OK， ready? 中文的跟我念。OK， 喂，等一下，我知道你们都很积极。OK， one, two, three， 我们还跟从谁呢？
OK， the English， to whom shall we go?
再次，我们还跟从谁呢？
To whom shall we go?
OK， 现在我希望你们把那个门拿掉，改成我跟从，我还跟从谁？ OK， ready， 一二三，我还跟从谁呢？
To whom shall I go?
OK， to whom shall I go? 当疑惑开始抓住你的思想的时候，
When doubt start gripping your mind，
当你开始怀疑说是否值得吗？是否值得吗？是否真的吗？是否真的吗？真的值得跟随耶稣的时候，
You start doubting, is it worth it? Is it real to follow Jesus?
你我要像彼得一样开始问这个问题。
And we need to be like Peter said.
Yeah, 我不知道值不值得。啊，我不知道是否是真的。
Yes, I don't know. Is it real? Is it true?
但是在我还没有知道是值得，在我还没有知道是真的之前
，And before I know is it worth it, is it true, we have to say, ask this question.
其实怀疑是一个好事情
，Doubting is a good.
因为有的时候我们要问一些问题，因为我们好奇问一些问题，然后我们就会开始发现到一些的真理。
Because by doubting, we can do some more research and know more knowledge.
所以当我们开始怀疑说是真的吗？是真的要跟随耶稣吗？耶稣真的是我的救主吗
？That we ask ourselves, is God, Son of God really our Savior? Is it really worth it to follow Jesus?
我们要问我们自己说 ，OK， 那在我们还没有知道之前，那我们还可以跟从谁呢
？And then before we know all these answers, we have to ask ourselves:
如果我不跟从耶稣的话，那我还能跟从谁呢
？If we don't follow Jesus, to whom shall we go without Jesus?
因为若是我们只问说是否值得、是否值得、是否真的话
，If we only ask, is it worth it? Is it real to follow Jesus?
而不去问说，如果我不跟随耶稣，那我还跟从谁呢
？Instead of asking, if to whom shall we go? We don't follow Jesus. Who else should we follow?
我们就会很容易被我们的疑惑所击垮。
Then we very easily got crushed by our doubt.
但是我们必须要问我们自己，直到我能够找到更好的选择之前。
And we have to ask ourselves this question until we find the better answer.
我必须要问我自己，若是我不跟从耶稣，我还能够跟从谁？
That we ask ourselves, to whom shall we go without following Jesus?
所以当时彼得很清楚的知道说，对，虽然我不知道是否真的，是否值得。
Yes, Peter was very understanding, very clear. Even if I don't know what is real, what is
true. 虽然我们大家都在怀疑说，哇，这么多人都走了，那我们是否要跟着离去呢？
And we're also doubting ourselves that so many people are leaving us, and we also.
甚至彼得开始承认说，对啊，我是有怀疑过。
And Peter also admit he doubted.
但是我知道，我必须要问我自己。
But he knows he had to ask himself this.
虽然我还不知道是否是真的。
Even if I don't know, is it real?
我还能跟从谁呢
？To whom shall we go?
所以当疑惑来到的时候
，When doubt comes,
疑惑会跟我们说是真的吗
？Doubts will whisper to us and ask it, is it true?
但若是你能够 pay attention, 听听耶稣想要讲的话的话
，If you can listen to what Jesus said,
耶稣会说，若不是我，那是谁呢
？Jesus will answer, if not me, who else?
疑惑会跟你说，疑惑会跟我说，是真的吗？是真的吗？是真的吗
？Doubt would talk to us and say to us, is it true?
你确定吗？你确定这值得吗
？You really believe? You really sure you want to believe this?
那耶稣会跟你说 ，OK, 那若不是我的话，那是谁呢
？Jesus will answer, if it is not me.Who else?
我还能够，你还能够跟从谁呢
？Who else can you follow?
所以彼得说
，So Peter said,
主啊，我们还能跟从谁呢
？Who else can we follow?
因为你有永生之道，我们已经相信，并且知道你是神的圣者。
You have the word of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One.
我深深知道，在我认识的所有人当中，没有一个人应许我有永生之道。
I know that in this whole world, no one said that we have eternal life.
没有人应许我说在我生命结束的另外一端有永生之道。
No one ever proclaimed that at the end of my life there's eternal life.
我们知道你是那位神的圣者。
We know that you are the Holy One of God.
我们不知道值不值得。
We don't know is it worth it.
我们不知道值不值得献上我们的生命，或甚至牺牲掉我们的生命。
We don't know is it worth it to even give up our life.
但是我很清楚知道，没有其他的人，没有其他的神应许。
But we clearly know there's no other God that proclaims.
没有其他的神应许有永生之道，并且宣称他自己是神的圣者。
That ever proclaim himself the Son of God and give us eternal life.
所以，直到我们找到另外一个更好的选择之前
，So before we find a better answer,
我们要跟随你，我们还能跟随神，我们还能够跟从谁呢
？Before we find a better answer.Whom else shall we follow? Whom else shall we go?
然后耶稣回答说
，Jesus then answered,
彼得好戏在后头，你有的瞧了。
Jesus answered and said, "You ain't seen nothing."
Okay, 这当然耶稣不是耶稣，这是我说的。
That's not verse 70. I made that up.
但为什么我这样子想？耶稣当时在想。
Why do I think of it that way?
Okay, 你现在觉得不值得，你现在觉得不值得。
You might think it's not worth it.
但在这关键的一刻，你千万不要，千万不要，千万不要被疑惑击垮你。
But at this moment, do not be crushed by your faith.
如果你在这一刻不让，如果你在这一刻不让疑惑击垮你的话
，if you don't be crushed by your doubt at this moment,
你将会看到，你将会见证到很多很多我会透过你所做的事情。
You will even see the greater things I want to be done through you.
你知道，彼得，你真的要清楚清楚的决定在这个时刻。
Peter, you have to be clearly knowing.
当你在问你自己说是否值得，是否值得的时候
，When you asking yourself, is it worth it? Is it true?
你要记得，你要一定要好好的处理你的疑惑。
You have to be very careful on how you deal with it.
如果你能够好好处理你的疑惑的话
，If you can deal with your doubt,
你将会看到
，You will see.
要多少人的孩子是 ，You know, 取彼得这个名字
？How many people, children named after you.
然后你会看到一些，你会看到很多很多很多的神迹，很多伟大的事情，是别人梦想想要看到的事情。
And you will see so many miracles that people want to see.
因为你愿意回答这个问题。
Because you're willing to answer this question.
我还能跟从谁呢
？To whom shall we go?
我还能跟从谁
？To whom shall I go?
只要所有曾经怀疑过耶稣的人。
For every people that doubt Jesus.
当耶稣真的在死里复活之后，真的从死里复活之后，他们都变成耶稣的见证人。
And after Jesus risen from the dead, and they saw it, and they all become testimony.
他们冲到耶路撒冷的街道上，说：“你曾经杀死的，你曾经钉死在十字架上的耶稣，他真的复活了。”
And they all proclaim to the street that the Jesus that you used to kill, crucify.They all he got resurrected.
我们都看到他复活了。你们要回来，你们要回来悔改，你们要回来悔改。
We all saw him got resurrected. You had to come back, repent.
突然间，这些本来都是好像很胆小、很胆小、很胆小的人。
These timid, disciple in the past.
那些在耶稣被钉十字架的时候全部都跑掉的人。
All these people that ran away when Jesus got arrested.
突然间，他们见证到耶稣从死里复活的时候。
After they saw what Jesus got crucified and resurrected.
他们就知道这是值得的，这是真的，这是值得的，这是真的。
They realized Jesus is real.
但我能够想象那个时候，当耶稣在教导的时候。
But I can believe when Jesus was doing his teaching at that time.
当他说吃我血喝我肉，喝我血吃我肉的时候。
When Jesus was saying eat my flesh, drink my blood.
当大家都在怀疑说我还能够跟从。这位神吗？这个人吗？他讲一些话很难接受。
They all start doubting. Can I follow this person, self-proclaiming Son of God?
他们差一点就被他们的疑惑所击垮了。
They also almost got crushed by their own doubt.
若是他们真的被疑惑所击垮呢
？If they got crushed by their doubt,
我们今天还会听到福音吗
？Are we going to have this gospel today?
I wonder.
I'm wondering today.
我们今天还会听到福音吗
？Are we going to hear the gospel?
所以。耶稣的复活成为他们信仰的基础
，so Jesus' resurrection become their foundation of faith，
也成为今天我们信仰的基础
，and also our foundation for。
而他们现在，他们能够深深的相信耶稣
，and they can truly believe in Jesus，
并不是因为看到耶稣所做的神迹
，it's not all because the miracle that God，
也不是因为耶稣所说的大道理
，and not the big testimony and laws that Jesus said,
而是因为耶稣的复活。
Instead, it's Jesus' resurrection.
所以很重要、很重要的我们的功课是。
So very important lesson for today is.
如果你让疑惑击垮你的话，你就会永远不知道神会透过你做什么。
You will never know what God would have done if you allow doubt to take you out.
如果你让疑惑击垮你的话，你永远不会知道神会在你的生命当中做什么。
You will never know what God would have done if you allow doubt to
take you. 在你的工作场合，在你的关系当中，在你的婚姻当中，在你的儿女当中。
No matter it's on your work, on your relationship, on your marriage, on your children.
所以不要让疑惑击垮你。
So do not let doubt take you out.
因为若是疑惑击垮你，你永远就不知道以后神会透过你做什么。
Because as long as you let that doubt take you out, you never know what God will use you for His later work.
Right? 你是单身。
You're single right now.
然后你知道哦，教导很严。
And you know the teaching is very.
啊，身为一个单身的基督徒，真的很不容易。
Being single is very hard.
我不能跟其他人一样随便去 dating。
You know the teaching are strict. It restrict me.
但是我那些非基督的朋友，他们都结婚生孩子了，我还是单身。
And then my non-Christian friend, they all got married, had children.
我还值得跟随耶稣吗？
Is it still worth it to follow Jesus?
我还值得跟随耶稣？我跟随耶稣会有什么好结果吗？
What is the good things that have following Jesus?
然后你来到教会，然后开始奉献。
And then you come to church, you offering.
你的家人、你的朋友都说你很傻，你干嘛把你的钱给教会？
And your friends are saying you're foolish. Why you give your money?
然后他们一个车子，一个房子这样子买。
They're all buying homes, buying cars.
然后你还是遵守耶稣的诫命，捐钱给或者奉献给教会或机构。
You donate money to church to non-fund.
然后你开始怀疑说
，The Christian Foundation
值得吗？值得吗？值得吗？值得吗
？And then you start doubting. Is it
值得吗？我值得把我辛苦赚来的钱就这样子，噗。奉献给教会吗
？And instead of doubting, is it worth it just to give my money to the Gospel Foundation, Christian Foundation, to church?
或者你现在在一个很 tough 的一个婚姻的当中
，or in a moment of very tough marriage?
你看到旁边人都是因为一些很小的理由，他们就离婚了。
See a lot of your friends that got divorced and left.
然后你就会问，然后你就会问你自己说，值得吗？我值得再 stay 在这个婚姻当中吗
？And you ask yourself, is it worth it to stay in this marriage?
我还值得这样子的来跟随耶稣吗
？Is it worth it to still follow Jesus?
如果你让疑惑击垮你的话
，If you allow doubt to take you out,
你不会知道神会透过你做些什么。
Then you were not going to see what God would have done through you.
你知道，在我在准备这个讲道的时候，我不禁让我一直一直想到我的一个朋友。
When I'm preparing this today's sermon, I was thinking about my friend.
一个我刚刚在香港去看的一个朋友。
It's a friend that I just met at Hong Kong.
其实我认识他很久，在大学的时候已经认识。
I knew him for a while since college.
我们曾经一起去团契，一起去教会。
Go to small group, go to church together.
然后一起打网球，一起谈论一些谈论信仰的问题。
Playing tennis, religion.
然后这一次我去香港看他。
So I want to see him today. I mean, when I went back to Hong Kong.
他之后结婚了，生了两个孩子，好像两个，一个两个。
You know, he got married, had two children, I think.
那这一次我去香港看他的时候，好像很久，很多年，很多年没见。
I haven't seen for of many many years.
我们还曾经在同一个小组，曾经在同一个，就是小小的小组。
We in a small group together.
这一次我去香港看他，我们吃饭。
So I met him and we ate dinner and lunch together.
我说你还祷告吗？
And I asked him, do you still pray?
Oh, no.
He said no.
他说不过你可以祷告。
But you can pray.
我说 OK.
I say OK.
所以我就在饭前带我们就两个做一个祷告。
So I pray for you.
我说你怎么了？
And
I 我当然不是这么严厉的问了。
I don't ask him that strictly, but I just ask him what happened.
然后他说 ，Yeah, 我准备要离婚。
And he said, I'm preparing to, you know, paperwork for divorce.
我说为什么呢
？And I ask him why.
是有什么事情发生的吗
？Is there something that happened?
他说 ，Well, 你可以埋怨说我搬来香港，所以生活很复杂。你可以埋怨说我变成一个律师，所以生活很复杂。你可以埋怨我的太太什么什么什么的。
You know, you can complain that life is tougher in Hong Kong. I become a lawyer is even tougher, and having
yeah, 你都可以去 pinpoint 那些事情造成我的婚姻失败。
You can point on all those things and blame on all those things that for my marriage failure.
但是 Kevin 老实说
，But I admit, Kevin,
我也不知道为什么。
I don't really know what's the reason.
反正就是反正就是慢慢慢慢慢慢时间冲淡了一切。
And it just the time just you know that our relationship become not as close as it used to be.
然后我不再爱我的太太，我太太也不再爱我。
I no longer love my wife, and my wife no longer love me.
你还去教会吗
？I asked him, "Do you still go to church?"
我曾经去。
And I used to.
我也知道所有的道理。
I know all the rules and.
甚至我被我的教会邀请我去当小组长。
And I also used to become a small group leader.
No, ask invite me.
Invite me, okay.
我说 no.
And then I rejected it.
我知道所有的道理。
I know all the rules.
但是我在问神。
But I'm asking God.
我也问我自己。
And myself.
值得吗
？Is it worth it?
真的吗
？Is it real?
那我当了我听他的话，我当了基督徒一辈子。
I've been a Christian my whole life.
我终于开始问我自己。
And start asking myself,
值得吗
？Is it worth it?
真的吗
？Is it true?
或许我在这整个的信仰的旅途上
，In my journey become a Christian,
我开始发现不再值得了。
I realize it's not worth it anymore.
我问他，那你有机会跟你的太太和好吗
？And I asked him, Do you have time even try to resolve the issue with your wife?
他说 ，Well, 我太太有想。
My wife think about it too.
但是因为我的孩子的缘故。
But because my children.
并不是她爱我。
Not because she loved me.
我说那 what would it take? 你跟你的太太再能够在一起呢
Then I asked him, what does it take to, you know, at least still be together with your wife?
他说如果我能够再爱我太太或者我太太能够再爱我的话。
And he replied, as long as my wife can love me one more time and I can love her one more time.
你知道这不是一个很美的见证。
I would have to say this is not a very pretty testimony.
我甚至我一直在 struggle 说我要不要告诉你们这个故事。
I'm struggle at the moment before I share.
当我在准备这个讲堂的时候。
While I'm preparing.
但我离开香港的时候，我跟他说。
But when I leave Hong Kong, I told him.
我会一直为你祷告。
I will continue to pray for you.
我会一直为你祷告。
I'll continue to pray for you.
因为我知道。
Because I know.
他有一个选择。
He have a choice.
当疑惑来到他的生命的时候。
When doubt comes to his life.
他可以选择被疑惑击垮。
He can choose to let doubt crush him.
但他也可以选择。
But he can also choose.
如果不是耶稣，我还跟从谁？
If it's not Jesus, whom shall we go?
我为他的祷告是
My prayer for him is
他能够记得
He can still remember
若不是耶稣我还能跟从谁呢
If it's not Jesus, to whom shall we go?
你知道你我都会碰到在我们的人生一定会碰到是否值得是否真的是否值得是否真的
In our whole life, we're going to have face a scenario and test That we're going to choose, is it worth it? Is it real?
我希望有一天我能够看到我这个朋友。
I hope one day I can still see my friend.
他能够告诉我说 ，Yeah, 耶稣是值得跟随的。
And he can tell me Jesus is worth it to follow.
但这在这整个过程当中
，In this whole process,
我们能够很真实来面对我们的疑惑。
We can be real and to face.
我很高兴他能够跟我分享。
I'm happy that he can share his struggle with me.
所以我能够为他祷告。
So I can pray for him.
你们听到了，你们也可以为他祷告。
And after you heard this, you can also pray for my friend.
所以我想讲的是，我们每一个人都会碰到疑惑的时候。
I just want to say is everybody will face a time that we doubt.
你不会去刻意去选择疑惑，但疑惑会选择你。
We don't intentionally choose doubt, but doubt will choose
you. 那是很真实的。
It's very real.
他真的会这样子不由自主的出来，疑惑就抓住你。
Come out naturally to grab you.
但那个时候
，and at that moment，
你一定要问你自己
，you have to ask yourself，
我还跟从谁
？To whom shall I go？
我还跟从谁
？To whom shall I go？
我还跟从谁呢
？To whom？
你知道我们在读到圣经的一些伟人的时候
，we saw all these famous historians，
我们都会认为说他们一点挣扎都没有。
You would think of all these。Famous historian, this Bible.
或者我们看到一些很，我们看到一些很棒的一些的牧师的时候，或者你们 maybe 你们看我
，you see, you know, famous pastor or even myself.
你会说啊，牧师一点挣扎都没有。
No, pastor, no struggle.
No, 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 no.
No, it's not.
我们每天都要问我们自己。
We had to face our own struggle.
值得吗？ 值得吗？是真的吗？是真的吗？
And ask yourself, is it worth it? Is it true?
若是你被疑惑击垮你的话，
If you let doubt crush you,
你就会有，你不会经历到，你不会看到神怎么会透，神怎么样透过你要做他要做的事情。
You were not going to experience and see what God wants you want to do through you. God's
work through you. 所以当疑惑跟你说，真的吗？
So when doubt asks you, is it real?
记得耶稣会告诉你。
Jesus will remember. Jesus will say,
若不是我，那还是谁？那还有谁呢？
If it's not me, who else?
若不是我，那还有谁呢？
If it's not me.Who else can you follow?
所以在结束这个 End Commandment.
So before we end this series,
五件耶稣说不要做的事情。
Five things Jesus say not to do.
不要惧怕。
Fear not.
不要犯罪。
Sin not.
不要忧虑。
Worry not.
不要论断。
Judge not.
最后不要疑惑。
And today's the doubt not.
不要惧怕。
So fear not.
记得吗？即使有一些可怕的事情。
Even there's some fearful things.
不要犯罪。
Sin not.
不是因为神要处罚你。
Not because God will rebuke you.
而是因为每一个罪都附带着一个刑罚跟后果。
It's every sin had consequences.
不要忧虑。
Worry not.
因为在天上的父知道你所需要的。
Because the Heavenly Father knows what you need.
不要论断。
Judge not.
因为爱禁止我衡量你，轻视你。
Love forbids me from judging others.
爱禁止我衡量你之后，然后避开你。
And love forbid me from judging and will.
你的天父如此的爱你，他绝对不会衡量你，然后避开你。
God, the Heavenly Father loves you, will never judge you and avoid you.
最后，不要疑惑。
And lastly, do not doubt.
因为你永远不知道神要怎么样用你，透过你做他要做的事情。
And you never know how God will use you to do His work.
而我们能够遵守这些 end commandment, 我们能够遵守这些不要的这些的诫命。
If we can follow these not commandments,
并不是因为它很实际，或并不是因为我们自己能够办得到。
It's not that they're very realistic that we can do it.
而是因为我们有一个复活的耶稣。
It's because we have a resurrection God.
能够证明或证实这所有的一切。
That can proclaim and
punctuate
everything. Yeah.
所以当时跟随耶稣的那些的门徒
，So those disciples that followed Jesus at that first
century, 也曾经因为这样改变了他们周围的世界。
And because the God's resurrection that changed the whole world.
所以我深深的相信
，So I deeply believe.
今天我们跟随耶稣的人。
The people that we follow Jesus today,
也同样的能够遵守这些诫命，改变我们在的世界。
We can also follow these commandments and change the world we live in today.
让我为你祷告。
Let me pray for you.